again, and welcome to Radio Free HPC. This is where we talk about supercomputing, high-performance computing, and other technology topics. I'm your Toastmaster, Rich Bruckner from Inside HPC, with my co-hosts, Dan Olds from Gabriel Consulting, and Henry Newman from Instrumental. Now let's get to the show.
Hey, here we are for another episode of Radio Free HPC. I'm Dan Olds, and with me, as always, is Rich Bruckner and Henry S. Newman. How you doing, guys?
Very good, Dan. You?
I don't know. Okay, I guess.
Just okay, I guess?
Yeah.
Well, it's great to be here from this side, Dan.
Well, that's good. That's good. Today, we're going to do something a little different. We haven't done this before. We're going to go through, and actually, the genesis of this was us trying to go through our travel schedules and figure out where we're going to be and get together times to do this show. Trying to figure out where we're going to be in our travel schedules and all of that, we realized that there's just a whole bunch of events coming up. And we figured, as a service to both ourselves and the industry, we would go through some of those and talk about where we're going to be, why we're going there, and what's interesting about these events.
And the polar vortex is over, Dan, by then, and that's why people can travel and actually expect to get what they're going to get.
I hear there's still some more polar vortexing happening in the East Coast, though, isn't there?
There is. A bunch of D.C. is closed today, but it's going to melt by midweek. And we got a sweet storm this morning, so that was interesting, but it's virtually over. Spring. It'll be over by the time these conferences start.
Excellent. Okay.
Well, spring is coming. Yeah.
Well, let's hope so.
Well, Dan, I'm going to post a link to this story. I did something. It's called there's a boatload of HPC events coming up, and I thought we'd just run through that because we actually learned something on our pre-call here about some other things that are going to get added. So,
excellent.
All right. So let's start with the first one. It takes place this week, and if you want to warm up, it's in Ensenada, Mexico, which is on the Baja Peninsula.
Make your reservations now because it's starting on the 18th. You're going to want to get right on jumping in on that.
That's
one.
Right. That's right.
It's tomorrow.
It's the ISUM 2014 conference, and a lot of our friends from a whole lot of HPC vendors are going to be down there. This has been going on for a number of years, and I thought we'd just throw that one in there.
ISUM, so what? It's all about checksum technology?
No, ISUM is it's an HPC conference for Mexico and the southern part of the Americas. So it's a growing show, and they've got a pretty good size exhibit.
Have you been there before, Rich?
I have not, but I'm certainly gonna start looking into next year because I want to get away from this polar vortex myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys don't even know what a polar vortex is out in where you live.
Hey, Henry. It was in the 30s here overnight. Not last night, but last week.
Above zero, below zero, Dan.
Well, above 30 degrees Fahrenheit. I mean, water could have frozen outside, perhaps, given a long enough time.
Let's move on.
Right. Well, the big one I think Dan and I plan on attending is the GPU Technology Conference. Yep. That's next week, March 24th through the 27th in San Jose. And Dan, this is the fifth year of this conference. And
I got to tell you, this has become, I think, one of my favorite events of the year. And the reason why is that there's so much customer content.
So it isn't just vendor talks.
No. This is, it's put on by NVIDIA, but the majority of the content is provided by customers running sessions talking about what they're doing, not just what they're doing with GPUs, but like latest advances in facial recognition, how to find, how they're finding reservoirs now. A lot of really deep but really interesting content presented by the people that are actually doing it.
Yeah, and there's over 100 HPC sessions as part of that program. So there are a lot of technical computing content.
If you remember, we actually did a couple shows after that call for some stuff you brought up, Dan.
Yeah, and I think maybe this year we'll do a show or so after the keynotes, Henry, and bring you in. If you can, you should be able to watch those things online.
Yep, I will try.
All right. So just keep the ball rolling here. The following week is something I'm going to in Switzerland, in Lugano. It's the HPC Advisory Council Swiss Conference. This is a four-day conference now that they put on with the help of the Swiss supercomputing people. Mm. Excellent talks on everything from InfiniBand to PGAS and MPI, SMEM, all the CUDA stuff that's going on with high bandwidth, low latency networking for supercomputers. So looking forward to that. It's a beautiful place.
If you get up north and get towards Geneva, mm-hmm. there's a fantastic Italian place that had the best lasagna of my life maybe 15 years ago. So let me know.
I'll let you know. I think I'm going to be quite a distance. I'm going to be almost in Italy. Could probably throw a stone and hit the Italian border. So
I wouldn't recommend it. International tensions are running high.
All right, all right. Well, after that is one of my old favorites that, unfortunately, it's going to be at the same time. It's the National HPCC Conference. This is one of the longest-running shows in high-performance computing.
It's been a long time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they started this thing in Newport, Rhode Island, when there used to be a submarine base there.
Naval Underwater Systems site.
Yeah.
Is what it was.
Yeah, and the folks from the government got together and thought they should compare notes on, you know, they all bought supercomputers, maybe they should get together and learn from each other. And,
wow.
And I think it's, I want to say 27 years or something like that.
This is the 28th annual.
28th. Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
And this is, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, you guys, but I believe this is the largest HPC event in Rhode Island as well.
Without a doubt. Without, and it's a lovely setting. And
I'm wondering if it's the only HPC event in Rhode Island.
You could ask around if you're there. Because you can talk to pretty much everybody in Rhode Island in the course of maybe 2 days.
Well, I can't make it this year because I'll be in Switzerland, but I hope on being there next year. They've got a great lineup of talk.
And speeches and presentations.
They've got
and
a great
such.
Lineup of speakers. So
There seems to be a lot of overlap of conferences this year, Rich. Is
yeah,
it
yeah.
usually this bad?
It's not usually this bad, but what happens is... I don't know if you know, Henry, but Easter, it depends on the phase of the moon when Easter is, and everything gets clustered around that due to spring break.
Ah.
And okay. All the converging forces, there's like three sweet weeks where you can have a conference and have it not overlap when your kids are home from college, and these happen to be those weeks, it looks like.
Well, yeah,
I'm glad you explained that, Rich, because I had no idea what the reason for
it was. Oh, yeah, Easter can span, I think, 6 weeks anywhere in, it's like the third moon of the year or whatever it's based on. So that's what's driving this.
It's resulting in a perfect storm of conferences because the next three or four overlap almost entirely.
Yeah, yeah. And
what do we have next?
The
Fabrics?
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, starting March 30th is the Open Fabrics Developer Workshop. I've been going to this for years, and I won't be able to make it this year. But it's in lovely Monterey, California. Mm-hmm. And these are very highly technical talks. Great stuff on InfiniBand, Open Fabrics, all the things going on there.
But the thing is if you feel more like the mountains rather than the coast, you can go to MoabCon.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
Park City, Utah.
Yeah. So March 31st, they're, you know, users of Moab and Torque, that's their user conference with adaptive computing in Park City, which is just a beautiful setting.
And, now, you could
stuff.
Also, conversely,
yeah.
extend your stay in Monterey from the 2nd through the 3rd and attend the 2014 iBug InfiniBand User Group Workshop.
Okay. Yeah, and that happens at the end of the Open Fabrics thing. They have a day and a half of a user-based conference there. And, you know, that's in its second year now. So.
And starting on the 3rd, you could attend the Grid Engine User Group Series. That's in various locations, which I imagine are loosely coupled to a head node.
Well, no. I mean, it's basically a traveling roadshow that Grid Engine, you know, rather than having a central location, because Grid Engine has its roots in Germany and a lot of users worldwide, they're spreading that out over the course of 3 months at different locations.
So the conference is not exactly a grid.
That's right. And the first one's April 3rd. So We have a link to that, and you can find out when it's coming to your neighborhood.
And the next two seem to never overlap each other, but it looks like they did this year. And yeah. I had already committed. I'm going to the HPC user forum because I had committed to that last September, and it's the same time as LUG.
Yeah, no. Yeah. The following week, we've got April 7th through the 9th is user forum in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
What is the HPC user forum? I've never been.
Well, it's IDC started this, boy, I want to say almost 20 years ago, Henry.
Ah, okay. Something.
It was a similar kind of thing to HPCC. They vendors and the customers were like saying, well, we should compare notes on what makes sense to buy in this space.
So this and is an IDC thing then.
Yeah, IDC has wrangled it with Steve Conway and Earl Joseph. They've been doing it since the very beginning. Terrific content, about 3 days of presentations and a lot of chance to interact with some, well, I think they basically said the buying power in the room is it's in the hundreds of millions of dollars. So, this is a very important show.
I mean, this is kind of along the lines of like an IDC client.
Yeah.
HPC-oriented client. So like Gartner does this in enterprise, as does IDC and stuff
but
like that.
But Gartner never does it for HPC because they don't know anything about it.
Yeah, and I believe Henry is on the speaking docket for this particular show again.
I am.
What are you talking about this year, Henry?
I'm going to talk about I/O, and I think I'm going to talk about which I'm sure surprises you and Dan.
Yeah, computing stuff, eh, Henry? Good call.
They want me to do an update on some of the issues for big data and I/O. I think I'm going to pick an application and talk about the different types of I/O that happen in the at the application layer. Because one of the things that seems to be missing in the industry is, what do applications do to a file system into a system? So I think I'm pretty sure that's what I'm going to talk about. And I haven't told Steve this, so the listeners get sort of a preview of it.
Okay. How much time are they giving you?
45 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe we'll have you run through that for us and our listeners.
Okay.
I think that'd be great. Yeah.
Yeah.
So going forward then, at the same time that week is LUG 2014. That's the Lustre User Group in Miami. I'm going to be down there for that, taping sessions. And they've got talks by all the labs and all the users of Lustre on its future. And kind of a focus on moving Lustre to the enterprise is the theme this year. And a lot of great technical talks.
We ought to have a file system face-off session at some point with us.
Well, maybe.
What do you mean a face-off, Dan?
What's best?
File system choices. Which horses for which courses? Because I got to admit, I don't know much about file systems.
Yeah, well, they're...
I know they're good. Yeah. I know they're important.
They are, especially if you're going to be moving a lot of data around quickly.
Sure.
And they all have their advantages, depending on your applications. If isn't that right, Henry? Isn't that the spin?
Well, that's part of the spin, but it's a lot more complicated than Dan's simple discussion of one end of a, hey, discussion. Dan can simplify it, but it's not quite that simple.
I know. And that's why I suggested we have a little chalk talk on that. Probably driven primarily by you, Henry.
Okay.
Something to think about.
We'll look forward to that. All right. So the week after that is, I'm going to be going to something called the Red Hat Summit in San Francisco. And, this is their ecosystem down in Moscone. Red Hat's now a billion-dollar company, making a billion in revenue a year off of open source. So there's quite an ecosystem there that'll be represented. And we're going to do a panel discussion on big data.
That's good.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
Yeah. Now, Henry, you're going to be at something back in Florida that week, the GeoInt Symposium.
Yes, a couple customers have demanded my presence at GeoInt. And GeoInt is about... geospatial intelligence. And I think it's going to become a bigger, bigger conference because it's, when we start flying UAVs in this country and other countries, it's intelligence can mean things for farmers.
Sure.
Cities, police forces. It's going to be, I think it's very important conference, and it's going to become more important. Unfortunately, this was originally scheduled in October, and it was canceled because of the sequester.
Oh, I see.
So it got transferred to April. And unfortunately, I think it's going to continue to go on the April schedule now, not go back to October.
So it's going to be in this cluster of events going forward.
Yes, it will be.
Yeah, yeah.
And speaking of clusters, right around the 21st of April, I'll be jetting over to China to attend and observe and report back on the third Asia Student Cluster Competition, which has now been open to the world. And this year, from what I've heard so far, 82 universities have tried to get in to it.
Wow.
And this will be the first time, by the way, there's going to be universities from the U.S. there.
So Dan, do they piggyback off some event, or they just bring all these kids into a big room somewhere?
I think it's the other way around. I believe the cluster competition started, and now there are other HPC events, including a couple of some workshops, a couple of days of workshops that are piggybacking off the cluster competition.
So an event ecosystem building off of this program. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, should be good. I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, Dan, I'm still looking forward to seeing your videos from South Africa. Speaking
so
of that.
Am I. Now
so
that they
now that you've
have
got
been
another one.
Disinfected and can be used, yes.
All right, so the rootkit fallout continues.
It really does, yeah.
All right, well, moving on, there's a couple other things real quickly, but we've got Prace Days after that in Barcelona, and you know, Prace is a big European supercomputing effort, and they're going to build I think this is the first year they're calling it Prace Days, but this will be an annual event in Barcelona. So, yeah, I wish I could get to that one. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah, it looks like a good conference.
Rich, why? No, they won't bring you over?
Well, you know, by the time I caught wind of it, it's probably too late. So, yeah.
I mean, and then we're up to ISC.
International Supercomputing, June 22nd through the 26th in Leipzig again this year.
Well, supercomputing conference with a cluster competition involved.
Yeah, yeah. So it's you know, somewhere between 3,000 and 4,000 people. We'll be there in Leipzig, a lot of great talks. And by the way, registration just opened for that conference today. In fact,
I got to get my hotel.
Yeah, you do.
I've always wanted to go to the next conference. Always wanted to go to that area of the world. I've always wanted to go to Nova Scotia.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. The next one. Around the same time.
High Performance Computing Symposium.
Yeah, HPCS 2014 in Halifax. And, you know, this is all the Canadian supercomputing folks getting together. They've been doing this for years.
What's that like when you get down the bars with the fishing folk?
That's a good question.
I mean, that place is the perfect combination of HPC and maritime.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll put my mercury level into low Earth orbit, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Yeah, just the from you just standing that close to the ocean, Henry, it's going to drive your mercury levels up.
Yeah, the bluefin tuna will be jumping into my mouth.
Yeah. Well, that one moves around Canada, so this would be a rare opportunity.
Rich, there doesn't seem to be a direct site to register or look at. Oh, there it is on your website.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, after ISC and the Halifax deal, we have TerraTech, which is the Paris HPC conference of that consortium. And that's a two-day program. I was going to go, but I found out half the talks are in French, and therefore I would not really get a whole lot out of that. So,
but they'd sound good.
It did. I mean, there's great talks.
It really sound lyrical.
Yeah. It's just I got to go get my Rosetta Stone going, I guess, on French.
I don't. Wait a minute. Won't your don't you have some Apple technology that should solve that problem, Rich?
Well, yeah.
Siri or something? Won't that just translate it for you perfectly right on the fly, real time?
Well, I had to use Google just to translate the website.
Okay.
You know what? Yeah. You know what, Dan? Here's the issue for Rich. He doesn't want to pay the international data fee.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Be profound.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. So that's why he doesn't want to use Siri overseas.
It's good stuff. And I think we should wrap up here, guys. But the one I really wish I could attend out of all of these that I can't is in Cintraro, Italy. It's the High Performance Computing International Workshop. It takes place on the southern tip of Italy every year. I've seen the pictures. Fabulous looking place. And that's July 7th through the 11th.
I just look at content. Doesn't matter where it is to me. These could be in Des Moines. But this does look like it has great content too.
Yeah, and the same fellow hosts this every year, lovely man, and we used to sponsor them from Sun Microsystems, as I recall. So, you know, get there if you can. I saw a lot of big names in HPC will be going. I wonder why. They tend to make time for this one. Anyway, good stuff.
Very good stuff.
Well, guys, I think, you know, rather than going through the rest of the year, I think this is a good place to wrap this up.
But, there's going to be more stuff coming out towards the later summer. I know there's some events in August, September, all the way through the end of the year, and we'll pick that up again and cover it in a different show.
We'll see ya.
That's it for this edition of Radio Free HPC. Thank you for listening, and be sure to check back often for new episodes. Also, check out our website for more content links and a place for you to let us know what you think about the show. We're at RadioFreeHPC.com. Thanks again. We'll be back with another exciting episode real soon.